FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. November 8th, 2017. End of the year coming right up. I'll bet you don't know what the best performing instrument or investment for 2017 is. I'll give you a hint. It starts with a B. Hey, housekeeping matters. Join the show. Your voice matters. Send us an email, kl@kerrylutz.com. The Twitter feed's at Kerry Lutz. So Bitcoin, new high. It seems to always be making a new high. Is that a cause for concern? Well, Andrew Hoffman, CryptoGoldCentral.com is here now. Andy, good morning.
Yes, good morning. A cause for concern. It's the best thing that could happen to the world because it's going to be usurping the fiat monetary system, which has caused such political, economic, and social havoc for centuries, let alone this one, the first time we've ever had every country in the world on fiat currency for the last 4 or 5 decades. And where has it got us? Record debt, record social inequality, record overcapacity in the economy that's in turn caused record manipulation of markets. So, and look at all the political turmoil and geopolitical turmoil. It's the best thing imaginable. And by the way, you say it's the best performing asset this year. Well, with the exception of 2014, because of the Mt. Gox crash, Bitcoin has been the best performing asset for the past 7 years, 2011 through 2017.
Yeah, I actually did know that. And when I heard about it, it was $7. It's now $7,500. That means it's gone up nearly 1,100-fold from when I first heard about it, which was around 2010. So I think it's probably the best performing investment of all time. How many other, well, if you call it an investment, a speculation, how many other investments or speculations have gone up 1,100 times, Andy?
Right. And pretty soon it won't be a speculation anymore now that it's becoming more mainstream. We just hit, I've been talking about for some time, the $100 billion market cap level, which causes all the institutions to be, you know, to be investable to all the institutions. And that was when we hit 6,000. And now we're at $125 billion. And as we've been talking about for a long time, the wall of institutional money is now starting to come in. And the CME futures contract is launching next week. We'll undoubtedly see a slew of ETFs come in next year. Amazon.com is obviously getting ready to accept it. And, you know, sometime I would say in the next 2 to 3 years, it won't be considered a, quote, speculation or investment anymore. It'll be considered money.
Hey, what's the deal with Overstock? They've got big plans for Bitcoin. I'm not exactly sure what their deal is.
Overstock is, you know, it's a dinosaur as far as a business model. I mean, so is eBay. Has anyone heard about eBay lately? It used to be a big part of my life. Craigslist has destroyed eBay. There's no real need for it anymore. I mean, there's a little need for it, but it's, you know, it's going away. And Overstock is even less useful. The thing with Overstock, though, is the guy who runs it, I don't even know his name, just happens to be one of the biggest Bitcoin enthusiasts ever. I would bet on a personal level, he could be one of the wealthiest people on the planet because of it. And as a result, he's almost used Overstock.com simply as kind of a Bitcoin venture company. Like he did an ICO to raise capital for Overstock.com. He's been accepting Bitcoin. So, you know, the business model has nothing to do with the future, but this guy has used the Overstock shell to become a very, very wealthy man.
Yeah, well, Overstock has got a lot of cool stuff. And if you're looking, if you've moved into a new home and you need cheap furniture, you can't do better than Overstock. I mean, they've got so many different things. I bought a lot of stuff from it myself. Didn't use Bitcoin, which I guess I should be glad about because it just went up in value. But Andy, doesn't the fact that Bitcoin keeps going up in value, isn't this going to be a Gresham's Law type thing where the bad money squeezes out the so-called good money?
I mean, I don't know how to put it. To me, it's the good money squeezing out the bad because the fiat currency is leaving and going into Bitcoin, and it's becoming larger and more powerful. And as a result, the politicians, the bankers, and the institutional investors are recognizing it. And I mean, it's just, there's no words for how much it's advanced. It's not just like, oh, well, it's up this year. It's up this year with good reason. The adoption rate has exploded. The whole hard fork thing, the immutability of the network is all but dead. In fact, after next week's planned 2x hard fork, I think that'll be over forever. And my increasingly growing speculation that I've been talking about for some time is that I wouldn't be surprised if it's canceled, because the we're seeing the futures price for 2x plunge to a new low. And I think the miners are slowly but surely starting to one by one back out of it, because there's no reason for it to exist. So don't be surprised if kind of what I call a Bitcoin Big Bang event occurs next week, if it does not go through. And even if it does, it's going to be as useless as B Cash or Bitcoin Cash, whatever you want to call it. My point being that so much has occurred this year, and I haven't even talked about SegWit activating, which means the whole technological explosion of use cases and scaling is going to go into effect in 2018. I think, when we're talking next year, it's the whole Gandhi thing. First you laugh at it, and then you fight it, and you deny it and all that, and then eventually you join them. And that's exactly what's going to happen here.
So, hey, you got to explain again what a hard fork is, because I know a lot of you out there are not familiar with the term hard fork. What is it exactly, Andy?
Yeah, isn't it great that I have all these careers in oil and gold and mining, and now, I'm living pretty close to Boulder and I'm a techie now, right? But the fact is that I'm really just, as I did in gold and oil, I just learn the lingo and learn how things work and, make judgments. But what a hard fork is very simple. Bitcoin is a blockchain. It's the blockchain. And what happens is, if someone decides, and this is no different from anything in any software, if someone decides, hey, I would like to make a slight change to this software protocol, but I since the chain keeps going, I'm going to have to fork off from this point and have a new chain that is almost like the first one, except it has these slight little changes in it. And therefore, you have two chains simultaneously. And that's exactly what happened with Bcash, Bitcoin Cash. And it's exactly what happened with Bitcoin Gold, or Bgold, which just forked off about a week ago, and it's going to go live any day now. And before it happened, we had no precedent for this. I mean, we had a precedent in Ethereum. It was a little different because Ethereum is very centralized, and the decision was kind of made by, like, the quote CEO. Here, the fear was, well, these guys say they want to be the real Bitcoin. They're going to split off, and it's going to split everything in half, and it's going to cause the value of both to go down. And what happened with Bcash was it just got shrugged off. People didn't care. Bitcoin got stronger because people realized, oh, well, I mean, yeah, you got this altcoin called Bcash, but it had no impact on Bitcoin. This new one, this 2X, SegWit 2X, is even more malicious than Bcash, in that the people are trying to take the Bitcoin name, and they're not offering what's called replay protection. So they're almost trying to scare people onto their chain. It's really, really bad stuff. But the fact is that with each passing day, it's looking like there's no real support for this thing. So if they go through with it, it's going to be a big disaster. And if they don't go through with it, which would be the best thing, it's going to be even better. I mean, it's a win-win situation for Bitcoin. And the point is, now that the ICO market is kind of on ice for a while, because it became this crazy dot-com like mania, completely unregulated, scams everywhere, the new way of creating what we call altcoins, meaning any cryptocurrency that's not Bitcoin, is to hard fork off of a popular chain. It just happened with Ethereum. It's happened now twice for Bitcoin. It's going to happen a third time if 2X goes through. You'll see it happen in the other bigger coins like Litecoin, there's not that many of them. And really, it's just a way of creating a new coin. But as we've learned this year, and it's a big reason why the price has gone up, it has absolutely no impact on the main chain.
Really? So who are the people that say, let's do a fork, or fork you, in other words?
Well, that's the beauty of it, because we talk about how this year it's been a speculation, or for years, because there's so much risk in it, so many things that could go wrong. But this year it's changing because the price is higher. the amount of the players are bigger inside of it. The we've had all these tests to the immutability of the chain, to its censure resistance, like when the Chinese try to ban Bitcoin trading. It's to the point where you know people who try to do this stuff don't have as much impact. I mean, as recently as 6 months ago, there was some attempts to say, well, we're going to take it over, and it made the price crash because everyone was scared. So, but that doesn't really happen much anymore. This 2X hasn't had any impact. And the point is, it used to be kind of big players in the Bitcoin community. You know, there's a guy, Roger Ver, who used to be called the Bitcoin Jesus. Now they call him the Bitcoin Judas because he was such a big fan. And then he kind of got in with some of the big Chinese miners to the point where it almost feels like Bitcoin Cash, which kind of like haphazardly came on at the last second, and then the Segwit 2X are almost like more pump and dump schemes than anything else, because right. there's really no ability for any single person or group, including the biggest miners or the biggest investors, as we're learning, because that's what 2X is about, to have an impact. So yes, it was basically some of the bigger players in the Bitcoin community trying to throw their weight around at a point where they could throw their weight around. For instance, it's similar, but it's different. There's a guy in our sector named Tone Vays. You should probably get an interview with him if you could, because he's amazing. And he's probably one of the biggest well-known guys in the sector. He's on the World Crypto Network, which, by the way, I am now part of, if you go to the World Crypto Network's YouTube channel. And he kind of every time he'd make a technical analysis prediction, it would come out correctly. And his most recent technical analysis prediction this week has been, we hit a top at 7,500, which used to work. But now all this institutional money is coming in that I'm watching Max Keiser, who was saying, you know what? It's not going to go below 7,000. The Wall Street put is in. Wall Street won't let it go below there. And guess what? He was the one who turned out to be right, because now the players are getting bigger. We're going to have futures contracts and ETFs and institutions and billionaires and governments are going to be buying in, to the point where no one will even be able to even try a hard fork anymore, unless they're simply doing what's called a friendly fork, like Beagle, where, yes, we want to start an altcoin. The ICO market doesn't really work. This is what we're going to do. And everyone will go, good, start your own fork. No one cares. There's nothing to do with contending with Bitcoin. It's just a means of starting a new altcoin.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So where's this thing ending here, Andy? Is it going to infinity?
Well, put it this way. I have said that, and again, I'm at CryptoGoldCentral.com. Get a free 7-day trial. You will love it. It is really amazing. I mean, I've put up almost 500 posts. I've been in business not even 2 months yet.
Amazing.
But where does it end? I've said in an article about 2 months ago when I just started, I said it literally has the ability to go to $1 million a coin without hyperinflation. I mean, gold could get there with hyperinflation, in which case it wouldn't really be meaningful. But I'm talking about real terms. This is like the, as Max Keiser, we were talking about him, put it, it's the first new asset class in hundreds of years. It's an actual, real, gigantic asset class that is now part of the world. And it's still just $125 billion in market cap. So where does it end? I mean, God, yesterday I wrote an article called The Upcoming Bitcoin Gold Flippening. There's $8 trillion of, quote, market cap of gold in the world. There's $125 billion of Bitcoin. And I believe at some point they're going to pass each other. I'm not sure what price, but I believe that this is the future of money. It's the future of wealth storage. I still like gold. I think it's got a future. I think it has no downside. I mean, literally no downside potential with the state of the mining industry and all the money printing. But the future of money and wealth storage is Bitcoin.
I think you just might be right. So go get a free 7-day subscription, CryptoGoldCentral.com. Go to our site. You'll have a link there to Andy's site. Also sign up for the newsletter. And while you're there, join the show. Send us an email, kl@carrylutz.com. Twitter feed's @CarryLutz. And Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Andy, we will catch up with you next week.
Yep, looking forward to it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.